Follow all the action at Surbiton Rackets and Fitness Club with @SurbitonRFC on Twitter. British player Joshua Milton was one of our wildcards this week. He lost to James McGee in today's quarterfinal. So I asked him what happened on our show court at the Aegon Surbiton Trophy.
I lost to a good opponent today, definitely. I've had a good couple of weeks, but today the conditions played a big part in the match. It was probably one of the windiest days I ever actually played in. He dealt with the conditions much better than me today.
Is that something you consider pre-match and you have a plan for?
Not so much a plan, really, in the fact of more being prepared to accept it, really, and deal with it and kind of try and, you know, not worry about things you can't control. Easier said than done. I didn't do a particularly good job of that today. I wish I did a better one. It was very difficult.
Well, let's look at the positives. You played well this week, so you've got to be happy with your grass court form.
Yeah, exactly. I've had two good weeks in a row now, Manchester and this week. I've had some good wins. I've started to serve a little bit better, which is an important part of my game. So I've had some good results, and now hopefully next week I can have another good one before Wimbledon qualifying.
Is this a time of the season you just look forward to all year?
Definitely. For me personally, definitely. June and July, always times where I've seemed to play my best tennis. I'm not sure if that's it being on grass or just playing in Britain. I think I like the both, to be honest. In the summer, it's always nice to play outside. I think it suits my game a bit more than the indoor season. I always look forward to these tournaments, yeah.
Looking at your playing activity, you've been all over the world this year. Being in Britain, is it quite nice to have fellow Brits around you?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, I've had a couple of friends come up and watch me this week. It definitely is an advantage. It's familiar surroundings. So I think you find most players in these kind of draws and events that they tend to do play their best tennis at home.
How tough is it for a player like yourself? You're getting close to your career high ranking now. How tough is it out on tour?
I think actually next week I probably will be at my career high, which is nice. On life, I guess, on the tournaments that I play, it's a great experience. I get to travel a lot. I get to see lots of different and new places. However, it's not always quite as glamorous as it sounds. I've mainly played Futures and Challenger events, kind of a mixture. I'm trying to play more Challengers, but it's also not that easy to do.
What's the big difference about playing someone like James today?
On a different day, I think it could have been a different result. I mean, I've beaten two guys last week, two guys this week who, I think are not a too dissimilar level to James. Today he had the better of me. Like I said, he dealt with the conditions much better than I did. And he deserved to win the match. However, you know, we can play another week, another day, and it can be a completely different outcome. So.
You said you've had two great weeks on grass. What's the rest of the grass court season got in store?
Next week I'm going up to Ilkley. I'll play the tournament there. It's another 50,000. It's the third one of this series. And then the following week, hoping to play Wimbledon qualifying if I receive a wild card. And then after that, I might stay in Britain in July and play a couple of 15,000s. And then head out to the States after that, maybe.
You are one of our wildcards this week. Have you enjoyed the Aegon Surbiton Trophy?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it, to be honest. I think it's one of the first times that I've played a challenger, which is actually, you know, in London or down south of it, which is always nice. This week, I mean, the wind has played a part, but it's been great. The weather's been dry and quite a lot of people come out and watch. So, yeah, it's been good.
What's your overall view of the club?
It's nice. I've been here once before, actually, because one of my good friends who plays does practice here. So I've came here once, actually, with him. So I was kind of familiar with it. But no, it's good. I think everyone's made an effort. And the players feel pretty welcome here, I think.
It's been a pleasure having you here.